Dick Gordon, this is The Connection. Fox News has prompted questions about its objectivity ever since it laid claim to the slogan, fair and balanced. Roger Ailes worked as a media strategist for Republican presidents, and he brushed aside such questions when he assumed his new role as head of Fox News 8 years ago.
We'd like to be premier journalists. We'd like to restore objectivity where we find it lacking, and certainly there could be that interpretation because of my background, but I left politics a number of years ago and have run a news organization for the last 2 years. So we just expect to do fine, balanced journalism.
A new documentary, funded in part by liberal backers, says Fox fails. The filmmaker, Robert Greenwald, uses leaked editorial memos from Fox and clips from Fox personalities like Bill O'Reilly. One sequence starts with O'Reilly's claim that his shut-up line has happened only once in 6 years.
I'm asking you to shut up about
an African-American student.
I know what I was doing.
Shut up.
Please don't tell me to shut up.
Why did you have to tell him you were an atheist if you didn't have any trouble reading the oath? Why didn't you just shut up?
What Jimmy Carter should do is privately give Mr. Bush his opinion and shut up publicly. That would be best for the country.
And it is our duty as loyal Americans to shut up once the fighting begins.
Once the war against Saddam begins, we expect every American to support our military, and if they can't do that, to shut up.
All he's got in 6.5 years is that I misspoke, that I labeled a Polk Award a Peabody. He writes it in his book. He tries to make me out
No.
Hey, shut up. You had your 35 minutes. Shut up.
The documentary is called Outfoxed, Rupert Murdoch's War on Journalism. It premieres today in New York. Now, in the style of such guerrilla documentaries, doesn't give Fox much of a chance to give its side of the story. In fact, like Fox itself, it tells a story with attitude and political spin. Here's where it takes us. The filmmaker, Robert Greenwald, concludes that Fox is more than a conservative news network. He says it's driven by a partisan Republican ideology. So, what do you think? How do you see Fox? And more important, how do you see the news? Is it more partisan than it used to be? And is it time to stand up and denounce the degree of bias in the news, or would you rather that all news organizations simply own up to their bias and then get on with reporting? Our number is 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. The filmmaker, Robert Greenwald, joins us now from NPR's New York studio. Hello, Robert.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. Fox has been around for, as I said, some 8 years. Why make the film now?
Well, I was working on a documentary about the war called Uncovered, and in the course of that film, two things happened. One is I came in contact with a lot of journalists, many of them at Fox, by the way, who kept telling me over and over again about the Foxification effect, how their work was being affected in two ways. One is the overt politicalization, the pseudo-patriotism of Fox News. And secondly, when news is forced to become a profit center, which happens with media consolidation, then we get the cheapening of news, less resources, and cutting its budget. It's a whole lot less expensive to have two people on screen screaming at each other than to have real news with research and reporters and going into the field. So these two things together, the cheapening of the news as well as the politicalization of the news at Fox, led me towards saying this is something to explore. And then, as we're painfully aware, many of the primary media outlets in the build-up to war, I think it's really a tragedy in looking back on it in terms of their role and their not casting a critical eye on what was happening and they're not questioning what was happening. And Fox was out front with this, not only in cheerleading, but in trying to silence anybody who had questions about the war.
But it wasn't just Fox, though, in fairness, really. I mean, you look back and everybody's got something to apologize for, no?
Yes. No, I said that. But what Fox did, which was crossing the line, was they tried to silence critics.
Right.
It's one thing to say, yeah, go to war, unquestioning, don't look at the evidence. Absolutely. All of the media, there was a terrible, terrible tragedy there, really. I think it's a tragedy. But what Fox did was, and I can attest to some of this personally, is if you were opposed to the war, your patriotism was questioned, your family was questioned, you were a no good human being, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, you clearly set out to stick Fox with its own knife with the style of the documentary, Robert. You use a lot of material from Fox itself and never really got permission from them. Is that going to get you in trouble?
Well, I feel I have every right to use the clips from Fox to tell the story of Fox. The way to tell the story is not with a book, is not with an article. It's to show. It's the music. It's the attitude. It's the intonation. It's the way they ignore guests or cut off their microphone or yell at them. And I believe that it's absolutely the way to tell the story. And there are, you know, there is a legal arena called fair usage. And we'll see what will happen.
You had a lot of people deputed to help you with this, volunteers who were recording in different parts of the country. Is that right?
Correct. There were these amazing media monitors. There were 10 volunteers all around the country. And the way it worked is we did what has never been done before. Over 4 months, we assigned each of these volunteers different time periods. We created a spreadsheet. So between all of them, we were watching Fox News, 18, 19 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I wanted this to be objective. I didn't want to do what Fox does. So I gave them a list of specific criteria to look for that they could be searching for. So that if they're, for example, one of the categories, which was, you know, pro-Bush, anti-Kerry. Another was liberals not being liberals. Another was cutting off the microphones. Another was happy Iraq. I mean, watching Fox News for several months at one point there, it was quite extraordinary. You would have thought that Iraq was a city in the Hawaiian Islands, the way it was depicted in terms of how good everything was going. So we had all of these categories. The monitors would watch their several hours, and then they would send me emails specifying which of the 10 things they observed. We would then download that material into editing bays, and my editors would work with that material over these months to create the film that is now available on the internet, by the way, outfox.org.
Now, tell me something. When you boiled it all down to what you ended up with, did you end up with pretty well what you expected you were going to get, or were you surprised by the end product?
I was shocked by the end product, or shocked along the way, if you will, and it's pretty tough to shock me. I'm from New York, after all. But what I found was I went into it with the expectation that, yes, they were a conservative network, but they're not a conservative network. They're a Bush Republican network, and there's a big, big and very important difference. There are a lot of issues that conservatives have, a philosophy, an approach. I would disagree with them, by the way, but it is a conservative view, a balanced budget, a careful and prudent foreign policy, environmental issues, civil liberties issues. You see none of this on Fox News, or virtually none of this, if it's in disagreement with Bush and the Republican Party. And that was my really biggest surprise. Then when I came to the pro-Bush, anti-Kerry section, I had 9 hours of videotape specifying and proving objectively that that was their agenda. We have a major network committed to getting one person elected and another person defeated.
I wonder if I can steal 41 seconds of that 9 hours. This is a short sequence when Carl Cameron, chief political correspondent for Fox News, is chatting up who was then Texas Governor George Bush in the summer of 2000, weeks before the Republican National Convention, and just seconds before Cameron began his exclusive Fox News interview with George Bush. Let's listen in on that.
Okay. Tell me when you're ready.
Things are good. Your family?
Very well. My wife has been hanging out with your sister.
Yeah, good. My county.
Laura's been all over the state campaigning, and Paulina's been constantly with her.
Yeah, Laura's a good person.
She's been terrific. I mean, to hear Pauline tell it, when she first started campaigning for you, she was a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
But now she's up
getting
there.
Getting a stride?
She doesn't need notes. She's going to crowds, and she's got the whole riff
she's
down.
She's a good soul.
She's having fun, too.
She's a really good soul.
All right, you guys ready? All right.
That's great.
Here we go, Governor. See, the little things that get disclosed.
I like that.
Thank you for joining us, sir.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Carl. It's good to see you.
And so begins the interview, which people saw. The rest of it, of course, was not aired by Fox News. Our telephone number to join this conversation with Robert Greenwald, the filmmaker of Out Fox, is 1-800-423-8255. We're going to take our first call from Nashville, Tennessee. Christy's on the line. Hi, Christy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for calling.
Good. Well, I actually think that Fox is a little bit refreshing after watching the major news work, you know, ABC, NBC, and CBS, who, in my opinion, toot Kerry's horn every chance they get. And I don't think that his little thing that he did with Fox could have been very unbiased if he only did it with Fox and didn't do it to NBC, CBS, and ABC. But
Christy, is Fox fair and balanced in your point of view? Or are they?
To me, I guess it's just, I mean, I am obviously a Republican, so and I do notice the difference. But I also see that when I watch ABC and NBC especially, that they are more geared to the other side of the coin. So, you know, I think Fox is a refreshing change. I think that the media should stay out of politics altogether, personally.
Certainly not by making documentaries like this, Robert Greenwald.
Exactly.
Robert, talk to Christy here.
Well, I think there's a couple of answers to that, Christy. First of all, understand, I have no objection to a Republican news network. I have none whatsoever. But their claim is fair and balanced. For example, we did a study. I commissioned a study by a group called FAIR. Yes, it is a liberal group. But the study was empirical. They compared the guests that come on the Brit Hume show for 25 weeks. The guests that came on the show, 80% Republican, 20% Democrat. And of those 20%, many were centrists or more conservative Democrats.
Right.
That does not exist on any other network. We had 8 former employees of Fox News speak to me on the record, and they talk about getting phone calls in which they are told how to approach the news from a political point of view. We have 15
members. Right.
Well, I don't, and again, I don't mind it. You know, I have no objection to it, but they should say that. We're the proud Republican network. Why are they hiding? Some of my good friends are Republicans. I disagree with them, but why are they hiding? That's my primary objection. And it's provable today. It's provable. You compare, you go on the air, you show the films. There's absolutely no question about what they are and how much more overt they are, which is why it's as someone says, it's false advertising to say fair and balanced.
Christy,
say we're Republican, we're proud.
Last word to you, Christy.
Well, I would say that the people who run NBC are all Democrats, and I think it's quite obvious.
So the balance is by having Fox News on there, it balances off the liberals. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. But again, you know, I agree with him. I think they should come out and say, okay, we're Democratic. That's our view. So if you're going to watch us, this is, you know, this is the view that we're going to portray. They're not going to do that, but I understand. I do understand what he's saying.
All right, Christy, thanks for your call. Robert Greenwald is my guest this hour. We're talking about his new documentary on Fox News called Outfoxed. A statement from Fox News says the former low-level Fox employees are hardly worth addressing. Some of the sources for this documentary never worked for Fox News Channel. Some left because of incompetence and none expressed concern about editorial policy while employees. It goes on to say, if they'll put out 100% of their editorial directions and internal memos, Fox News Channel will publish 100% of our editorial directions and internal memos and let the public decide who is fair. This includes any legitimate cable news network, broadcast network, the New York Times, the LA Times, and the Washington Post. We're back with more after this break. I'm Dick Gordon. I'm Dick Gordon. You're listening to The Connection from National Public Radio. A brand new documentary called Outfoxed, Rupert Murdoch's War on Journalism, is premiering today in New York. Robert Greenwald, the director and producer, is with us on the program. He is no stranger to this medium. He has done some 53 movies, miniseries, and features, including Unprecedented, his first documentary about the Florida elections in 2000. Outfoxed, by the way, is being marketed on the web. If you'd like to find out more about that and Fox News' response to that, you can go to our website. We're at theconnection.org and find the links that will take you further on in this. Robert, how do you describe the documentary? Do you look at it as a bit of activist sort of anti-propaganda? I mean, you're not making any pretense that this finally is something that is completely fair and balanced, are you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's objective and fair and balanced. I have a point of view. That doesn't mean you're not fair and balanced. I used four criteria.
Well, wait a second. Fox could say the same thing. We have a point of view, but we're fair and balanced, no?
No, because I used, well, let me restate it, if you will. I used four criteria to prove that they are not fair and balanced. Now, if you go further, you can say, do I have politics? Do I have a point of view? Of course I do. Mm-hmm. But the notion that they as a network are fair and balanced is, you can take facts into statistics. You can take the memos. Again, I used four sources. I had the ex-Foxies. I have clips. Mm-hmm. I have the memos. And I have the FAIR report, which is devastating. 80% Republican, 20% Democrats. The numbers don't lie over 25 weeks. That, to me, is very clear, objective data.
Okay, now, but to use someone like Al Franken as a voice that is critical of Fox, I mean, this man is an avowed archenemy of Bill O'Reilly.
Of course he is, and there's no question about that, but that in no way diminishes the four criteria. The reason I used Al was he was involved in one of the most, I think, painful and embarrassing situations where Mr. O'Reilly attacked a young man whose father was killed in 9/11, and he attacked him viciously. He told him to shut up. He defamed him. And Franken, to his credit, came to Jeremy Glick's defense, which is a long section that you'll see in the film.
1-800-423-8255. Your chance to talk with Robert Greenwald about the new documentary, Outfoxed, to Northborough, Massachusetts. Bill's joining us. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
If you hear a beep, that's the call waiting. Just disregard it. Your previous caller is a prime example of someone who isn't much interested in facts, basically someone who likes their news light, or actually news non-existent. The point your guests have made have been pretty much well-known for years. What has bothered me is that nobody has ever challenged Fox until relatively recently.
Do you think that that's because they're a part of the machinery and CNN or NBC or NPR and these
are uncomfortable
turning on someone who's in the same business, Bill?
No, I think there's a spinelessness that's going throughout the journalistic world and also a shallowness. I do not see the Edward R. Murrows of the world today. I mean, if there had been an Edward R. Murrow around or an Eric Severide, I think you would have seen people saying, wait a minute, this is not a news organization, and these are the reasons why. And they would be challenging it. I mean,
Let me stop you for half a second there, though, Bill,
sure.
Because you dismissed Christy, who was our first caller. But she's one of, you know, what the Pew Center tells us are 25% of the people in this country getting their news from television who are turning to Fox News. And just to take the point one step further before we turn to Robert, wondering whether or not that's not part of why people are pausing before they take a run at Ailes Network, because they seem to be attracting a lot of listeners. Maybe they're doing something right. Maybe they're touching some part of America that others are missing. What do you think of that? Is that just more squeamishness?
No, I think you've touched on a very, very interesting point, and also a point that's very frightening. The question here is, why are they doing that? Why are they turning to organizations that, A, do not deal in facts, do not deal in figures, do not deal in objective news? In other words, saying, look, this is what happened, these are the reasons why, and some people challenge these reasons. In other words, giving both sides of the coin.
Robert, jump in here anytime, because I know these are things that you've thought about here.
Well, I think that Fox News is a terrifically entertaining opinion channel. It's fun to watch. It's fun to see people yell and scream and all that kind of stuff. It just has nothing whatsoever to do with news.
Thank you.
And I think that this wall of silence that has surrounded Fox, look, reporters are smart people. They know what's going on. We did a press conference yesterday. There must have been 60, 70, 80 people. And, you know, when you would talk with reporters one-on-one, it was no secret. But there were two reasons that I think it has happened. I think you are right that upper management at some of the cable network stations have not wanted to go after Fox for fear of looking like they were attacking a competitor, number one. Number two, the executives at the highest level of most management tend to be conservative or Republican. And three, and maybe most important, Fox News are bullies. They threaten people. They threaten people who disagree with them. They threaten reporters. They threaten politicians. They threaten aides who work for politicians. And this, unfortunately, at times has been effective.
Now, one of the things that you do at the end of the film that I wanted you to just help us with, Robert, is use people who you have interviewed throughout to say, you know, now's the time to stand up, speak out, say that, this is, you know, there are problems with Fox. This should not be on the air. Go to the FCC. I'm just wondering if you think that there's a moment now where people are ready to hear that.
Well, I definitely think there's a moment, but I don't say go to FCC and take Fox off the air. What I talk about is the larger frame for the film and the problem we're all struggling with, which is five companies control our media. That is not the way a democracy should run. And they control our media not because of people's free will and free choice, but it's been legislated to allow them control the media. That's a big difference. It's been an extraordinary year this year with the FCC hearings and the wonderful work done by a lot of media reform groups led by Bob McChesney. And there have been over 2 million letters and emails and phone calls about media consolidation, previously thought of to be one of the most arcane, boring issues around. People care about it. And by the way, it's an issue that combines the right and the left. Neither side feels that the media in a democracy should be controlled by so few companies. And let me just say one last thing on this. Actually, free access and a diversity of opinion in a democracy on media is more important than a totalitarian system where people know they're not getting the real scoop. But in our country, in our world, our decisions are made on that, the decisions to go to war, the decision who's going to be our next president. We need a full and diversified media to be able to do that. And if we have one cable channel calling itself fair and balanced that's leading a charge to war and that's also advocating for one candidate over another, that presents a serious problem.
1-800-423-8255. Next to Columbia, South Carolina, James is with us. Hi, James.
Hello. I need to say three things for full disclosure before I make my comment. First, I'm a former employee of the National Public Radio Network. Second, I'm an independent voter. And third, I don't watch Fox because I find it slanted and boring. But it seems to me very ironic that we're debating whether or not we should be calling Fox News sort of, objective journalism, because isn't it sort of like physician heal thyself? Shouldn't we be calling National Public Radio the Brahmin Democratic National Party radio network?
I don't know. Should we?
Well, it certainly seems that way to me and an awful lot of people that I talk to.
Are you familiar? I don't mean to cut you off, but there's a really important point here. The FAIR organization, the same one that did a study for us, did a study of National Public Radio. And do you know that they found, I believe it was 3-2 in the last year, Republican guests over Democratic guests?
Well, and then can I also cut you off and ask you a question? Why is it that if I don't think about it, it's not just politics slant we're talking about here, it's actually sectionalism and regionalism. If I take a look at National Public Radio and I discount, you know, the entertainment programs and the ethnic programs, the vast majority of transmissions emanate from a quadrangle or a rectangle between Philadelphia and Boston. I mean, I don't mind. It's good quality programming. I enjoy, obviously, listening to you, but it seems kind of like, physician, shouldn't you be healing yourself if you're going to have this debate on your own radio network?
You know, the interesting thing about it, James, is that it brings us back to what an earlier caller was asking, and that and not it's sort of where that conversation got to, and that is, so who gets to raise questions about someone who lays claim to fair and balanced? It seems to me that what you're saying is that because you think there's bias on NPR, we shouldn't be talking about Fox News or Robert's documentary.
No, what I think I'm saying is that this is a wonderful debate. It's wonderful to be having it, but we should be giving the American public their due and letting them have our faith in their ability to sift through this information. I know people who listen to Fox News, and I have to say it's a very wide spectrum of people of political thought that actually listen to it. So I guess maybe I'm not seeing the incredible damage that I perceive your guest as being saying is being done to the democratic system by Fox News. I just don't see it.
Well, one of the things we show in the film, there was a study done by PIPA. I can't remember what the abbreviation stands for. But it's a study that essentially shows the more Fox News you watch, the less you know on three selected categories, all having to do with the war. And it's quite devastating because, again, it's hard facts. There were no weapons of mass destruction found. There was no link between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein. And the very significant proportion of Fox News, compared to others, by the way, thought weapons were found, thought that there was a connection found. And this is, again, where we get into the area where studies are able to measure some of these things. By the way, I don't want to discourage you from going to outfox.org and buying the movie. It's not all studies. You know, there's lots of clips and things in there, but I felt the objective criteria was important to include.
I should also mention, for James' benefit and that of our other listeners, that we began calling Fox News, I think, last Thursday to let them know that Robert was going to be here and on the program, and invited them to be with us, and they did not return our calls. 1-800-423-8255. Next to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Betty's with us. Hi, Betty.
Hello. I have a comment, and it's about what people from outside of the United States are seeing. And I go to Thailand once a year, and I like to stay in Asian-run hotels. And oftentimes they seem to make a choice to carry one network. I'm sure they have to pay for the satellite feed. And for the last two or three years in these hotels, the only news that seems to be coming into these hotels is the Fox Channel. And it's very disturbing for me to spend a couple of weeks in a foreign country, and that's all the news I get about my country is what comes over the Fox Channel.
Are you saying, Betty, that same hotel television would have been carrying CNN 5 years ago?
Yeah. In the past, when I traveled to Asia, CNN was the predominant American news channel that was carried. And now it's been replaced by the Fox Channel, but they also carry the BBC. So I feel like what the hotels have done is that they are carrying the BBC as perhaps a more fair and balanced world point of view, and then they're counterbalancing that news with Fox. But as an American, it's very disturbing to know that the people, the visitors in those countries don't have a choice to choose the American viewpoint. They're only getting one viewpoint.
Robert, is there a business part of the Fox News, the Rupert Murdoch empire answer to this? Because he's very well placed throughout Asia with, I think, Sky and Star and some of the others. Is that perhaps an explanation why there's more Fox available in those foreign hotels?
Yes, I think that's probably accurate. One of the things that News Corp, through Mr. Murdoch, has done, it brought up incredible access. I think there's a statistic in the film where I think through all of his communication media, he's able to contact like a third of the world's population. I mean, something quite staggering. And yes, as you say, he's got Sky and Star around the world. That essentially is a system that decides what you're going to see because it's a transmission system and it makes the ultimate decision. In fact, Mr. Murdoch bought the system in China, and because the Chinese communists were angry at the BBC, he threw the BBC off there. As Eric Altman in the film says, communist China's best friend is Rupert Murdoch.
1-800-423-8255. That's our number. Next to Boston, Tom's with us. Hi, Tom.
Hello. Chris, I just wanted to say one thing to you and your guest. I think it's not really. He said it was very shocking that Fox is how conservative they were and how biased they are. I don't think it's very shocking. It's pretty clear. I think an earlier caller said, who was a conservative as well, said it seems to balance things out. And I wanted to ask you, Chris, from an NPR perspective.
Okay, my name's Dick, but go ahead, Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Sorry about that. I was wondering if you thought that NPR, you and your colleagues, overall were more Democratic-leaning or more liberal-leaning. What's your sense of that? Would you say the NPR organization as a whole is not fair and balanced?
I really only can speak for my program. I don't work for NPR in Washington. I don't make decisions about what goes on the newscasts or the other programs. And I don't really mind saying that. I find we work pretty hard to try and get a range of guests on the connection. You should be the one to judge us rather than me based on what you hear on the radio.
No, I think the guests are pretty balanced on NPR, but I'd say the overall, the leaning is more liberal, as is in the New York Times and some of the major networks.
I mean, we started the program by saying maybe it would just be better if there was some kind of, you know, scale, such as they post outside the gates of a national forest that tells you exactly what the risk of a forest fire is here. We're in the yellow, we're in the orange, we're in the red zone here. I mean, would you have media organizations saying, we consider ourselves to be 60% Republican, 40% Democrat, that sort of thing? I don't know where we go with this.
Yeah, I'm curious what your guest thinks about that.
I mean, it's kind of disclosure, Robert, rather than this, you know, keeping my candle under a bush. What do you think?
Yeah. Bush, so to speak. I think that there are good models. You know, we should call it Fox America, and then the counter should be Air America, you know, or Pacifica. There are organizations that don't hide, and some of the talk radio stuff, they don't hide their bias. My strong objection to Fox News, and it is unique, it is not similar to NBC or CBS, it is not a balance. They are very different. They are frontally, strongly biased in one direction, the same way Air America is. That, to me, is the analogy, not with the networks. And again, I think, yes, when you have that level of commitment to one political ideology, as Air America does, should be upfront with it.
And then what are people left with? I mean, don't you end up creating a universe where people select a network that panders to their own political view instead of working harder at finding some kind of objectivity? I mean, do we give up on that search?
Well, objectivity doesn't mean you don't have a political point of view. They're not necessarily opposite, and I don't agree with that, because you can be objective and have a political point of view. But again, in a world not controlled by five companies, there would be a diversity. There'd be a network for, you know, short volleyball players who are over-tanned. I mean, everybody, there would be mixture. And then there would be organizations that would be committed to presenting equal sides on both sides.
Robert Greenwald is my guest. Our telephone number is 1-800-423-8255. He is a filmmaker. His latest piece is called Outfoxed, Rupert Murdoch's War on Journalism. You can find out more about that particular film at our website. We are at theconnection.org. And we're back after the break to talk more about just where it fits. I'm Dick Gordon. This is The Connection from NPR. Shut up. Shut up. No, it's not really going to work on this program. See, there is a difference. 1-800-423-8255 is the number to join The Connection this hour. Robert Greenwald is my guest. We're talking about his new documentary, Outfoxed, Robert Murdoch's War on Journalism. And Robert, you spoke briefly earlier just about this distribution system, which you have used before in, what was the name of the earlier one? Uncovered, the whole truth about the Iraq War, where you have MoveOn.org holding house parties, DVDs sold over the Internet. How does that work?
Well, it's actually an incredibly exciting breakthrough, I think. In the past, we would have to wait for the traditional gatekeepers, whether they be theater distributors, cable, network. Now, with the combination of the Internet and technology, things can move a lot quicker. I finished this film like 4 or 5 weeks ago, and we got it out to the DVD house. We contacted our partners who are making it available online. We set up our outfox.org website, where we included on that website clips from the film and a trailer. And now you can order it, and people are ordering it now. You know, I checked this morning. There were thousands of orders on outfox.org yesterday, so that it gets into people's hands without waiting for the gatekeepers. Then we have screenings around the country, and then Move On is doing house parties on Sunday where people come together, see the movie, talk about it, debate the virtues or the issues that are brought up, and decide what, if anything, they're going to do.
Help me with the money side of it, though, because the math that I try to figure out from the New York Times article about this says that the Center for American Progress kicked in $80,000, MoveOn.org the same amount, and that would mean that something close to $140,000 had to come out of your pocket or as a loan. Is this a money-making proposition for you?
No, this is not a money-making proposition. First of all, this is something I volunteer to do. I'm fortunate, you know, and lucky enough to be able to do that. And then hopefully people will buy the DVDs and will be able to pay back the loan so the bank doesn't come after me and go on and continue to make more films if there's any excess. It's definitely not money-making. And in fact, some of the extraordinary crew who worked with me, the editors and the researchers and the, you know, the musicians, virtually all of them worked for approximately half of what they normally get paid and sometimes took nothing at all because they wanted to be part of something that they felt was important. And, you know, I go back to that statement, and maybe it's a little bit of a cliche, but boy, is it true, which is democracy is not a spectator sport. You've got to get involved.
1-800-423-8255. Judy is in Bold. She's at least called us from Acton, Massachusetts. Hi, Judy.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate this documentary being done, but I think it extends far beyond Fox. I remember last year after the initial stages of the war and Bush's little thing on the aircraft carrier, NBC Tom Brokaw had an hour-long interview with Bush that was total pandering, all soft questions, no real questioning of what we were doing and what the plans were, or anything like that. It was just like frat boys reliving their exploits. And then,
are you saying that Fox had some hand in the, you know, the in shifting other media? Or are you saying that the other media is just as guilty as Fox here, Judy?
Yeah, and I think part of it is from the Bush administration. I remember seeing the HBO documentary Nancy Pelosi's daughter did, Traveling with George or On the Road with George, something like that, when she was on the campaign trail as one of the reporters.
Right.
And how she got cut off from access to him after asking a hard question. And I think what I've seen is the media went really soft for a long time between his handling reporters on the trail, and then after 9/11, everybody just stopped doing what they normally would do. And I was so frustrated as a consumer that even on NPR, I felt that at times there was this, okay, we got to go to war, and no question.
I get what you're saying, Judy. I think that it, in fairness to all of us, and I guess I'm starting to sound like an apologist, and I don't mean to do that, but I'm trying to remember back to the autumn of 01. And, you know, we had a debate in the office at that time about the way that the television networks were making use of the American flag. And that was at a time when people were saying, well, it's not a bad thing to put it on, but, you know, should it become part of everything that we say? Should it be on the screen all the time? We can look back on that from this distance and go, well, maybe that was, you know, a bit of a strange exploitation of patriotism. But
well, I put a flag out in my front yard. I mean, you know, I think we all felt that sense of connection as part of the country. But I don't think that meant that we suddenly shut off the questioning sides of our brain and say, you know, does this make sense to go to war against Saddam?
It did happen, Robert, though, that way, though, didn't it? I mean, when you think back to the timeline that Judy's given us here.
Yes, I think that 9/11 was had a major impact on people. And I think, by the way, the problem with all the news sources, and I include NPR and include all the channels, was that not that people shouldn't be patriotic or not that they shouldn't put flags on, but there was virtually no other voices on for months at that period of time. For months, there was nothing on questioning, I mean, or very, very little. You know, they did, again, there was a series of studies done, and it was extraordinary. You'd think we were in the old Soviet Union, the way the guests on the major shows were 90-95%. You know, the argument was not if we should go to war, but when and how, rather than the basic questions. Hopefully, because I think news people are some of the best people I know, that will never happen again.
Judy, are we back to anything close to where you would have the media, or do you think that same reticence is still with us?
I don't know what awoken it, but for some reason, I think people are finally seeing that, wait a minute, we need to have more questions. We need to, and maybe it was all this, you know, even before the war when diplomats were coming out and saying, wait a minute, we shouldn't be doing this. And maybe it was the books that came out from people within Bush's administration who were raising questions about what was going on internally, and the media seemed to catch on to that. Mm-hmm. But I think it's finally turning. I think Fox is standing out in this environment as somebody who hasn't shifted their position, and their partisanship becomes that much more standing out in that environment. But I think it is starting to shift, and the questions are finally being asked that should have been asked a long time ago.
Robert, is it easier for you to talk about this documentary, to promote it today after the publication of Richard Clark's book, after the sort of 2x4 effect of Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 911?
Well, I think that the biggest change we've had is the reality of what's happened in Iraq. I mean, I think that was the beginning of the change. Through the war, the buildup to the war itself, and then immediately afterwards with landing on the aircraft carrier, we were still in this idealized phase, worshiping the ground that the Bush walked on. But once it hit home and we started to see the killing, the devastation, and the fact there was no plan for getting into Iraq once we were there, has had, I think, an extraordinary effect on many people's, independent, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. This is an extraordinary tragedy.
Next to Greensboro, North Carolina, and Tom's with us. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how are you today?
Fine.
Hey, I just want to suggest, I think what bothers me even more than the Fox News is that, because I kind of expect that from people on that side, but the idea of the Al Frankens and the Michael Moores, that instead of continuing to be accurate in the way you transmit news, there seems to be this movement that we need a biased viewpoint from the left.
You mean a liberal counterweight to right. Fox News?
Right, an illogical liberal point of view. And to me, that's more bothersome. I think stations like NPR end up leaning liberal just naturally because there's certain points of view that end up being more logical, such as they don't get caught up in the something like a flag-burning law or you know, most people who are kind of looking at it objectively can see that the war ended up being a real disaster. So it's bothersome to me when, like, an Al Franken or a Michael Moore sort of goes after Bush for everything, no matter whether it's something he's at fault for or not. So
the idea that it lowers the credibility or the editorial weight that whatever the left might have to say in response might be. It becomes sandbox media politics, right?
Exactly. And it's like ideologues from the left really sort of keep Fox News going in a way.
Robert, what do you think about that?
I don't think that that's the case. Remember, Fox News is a profit-making enterprise. The way they keep going is two things. People watch it, and advertisers pay for people to watch it. Well, I'm sorry, and three things, because Mr. Murdoch was prepared to lose hundreds of millions of dollars on Fox News for a while. He's making profit on it now. So I don't think that is the case. But let me go back to this constant refrain that several of the listeners said about NPR leaning Democrat. I would encourage you to have on your show the people from FAIR who did the study of NPR, not just your show. I mean, this was, again, a study done over a long period of time, very strong criteria, very well laid out. Have the discussion with them, because according to this, and I was surprised, it's not the case.
So how do you make sense of the fact that the numbers show Fox News is doing better than any other cable news network, better than the networks, up to what are they marked at here? 25% of the public watching Fox News, up from 22% in 2002, up from 17% in 1998. This organization, despite what you or anyone else might say, is getting more and more people watching it.
Now, it's not doing better than the news. Remember, you're talking about a percentage increase. The number of viewers at Fox News, not that it's not unimportant, but it's under 2 million people. That's a tiny, tiny percentage of our country and doesn't come anywhere close to what watches the news on the major networks,
okay.
Number one. Number two, it's incredibly entertaining. Watching wrestling is fun, but it has nothing to do with news. It's an opinion station. Should probably have a separate category for opinion stations and a separate category for news stations. Again, as I said, you know, I like seeing people yell at each other and insult each other. You know, that can be good and entertaining, throw popcorn at my television screen, but it doesn't inform me in any way about the decisions that I need to make as to the nature of my country.
All right, next call from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Elliot's with us. Hi, Elliot.
Hi there.
Thanks for calling.
I wrote a poem about Mr. O'Reilly, and I'd like to read it. And I'd just like to make one comment first about Fox. I really think they're the stalking horse for the war the neocons, Republicans, really care about. That's the war here on the liberals, and I think Fox is helping them win that war. And I would just say one other thing.
Assuming your poem about O'Reilly is not too flattering.
It's not that bad. It says, really, O'Reilly, our misery index, our homegrown, hate-the-world media antihero, cowering behind the First Amendment, delivering political speech disguised as news, committing intellectual incest with the Murdoch clan while Republicans have their way with you, a hottie, you shout fire on a crowded planet, our top straw man, you're paid to hate America, to tear words out of our mouths and slick them back with the spineless spins of the flat worlders. As the earth turns, you look away from the diversity that protects you. Some gig, really, O'Reilly. What a waste of intellect. When are you going to spin the real world, big man?
I'm going to guess, Elliot, that you watch Fox News.
I try not to, but it's an addiction.
So you are watching Fox News.
I would just like to say that they lay claim to fair and balanced, but they strong arm the news. The biggest lie is that there is no spin. Everybody knows this spin. You know it. We all know it. I think that's the real rap on them. They're lying through their teeth when they say no spin. And people, there are gullible people out there who believe them.
Robert, there are lots of people watching Fox News, from Elliot to Christie. I don't know whether or not you think that sometime in the next few months that's going to change, or if it's just important to mark the the growth of the network with flags like OutFox. What do you think?
I don't think it's going to change. But again, the fact that a news organization would lie to its people, to me, is troubling. And there's been a wall of silence around that. As you say, it's no surprise. People know it. Everyone knows it. But then why do we let them go on as a news organization and continue to lie? I don't think that's healthy. I don't think that's good for democracy. Yes, people will watch it again because it's entertaining. There are many different entertainment shows. Some I like, some I don't like, some are funny, some are
less.
So
like wrestling, why don't you just say, hey, don't watch it?
Wrestling doesn't claim to be news. In a democracy, the information that we get is crucially important. When you go into a voting booth, you're going in partially informed by the various news sources that have come at you. One of those is Fox News calling itself fair and balanced.
Robert, thanks so much for being with us on the program.
My pleasure.
Robert Greenwell, director and producer of Outfoxed, Rupert Murdoch's War on Journalism. And you can learn more about that film and find other relevant links on our website. We are at www.theconnection.org. Tara Murphy's our senior producer. I'm Dick Gordon. This is The Connection.